Chapter 64. Add value with your visual aids.
I've consistently been coached to find my unique and differentiating factors and to emphasize them during presentations.
For example, I have the luxury of having low-cost professional posters available. I was convinced that these posters would become my way to be remembered. As a frequent presenter with these posters, I was receiving positive feedback. I found my use of them got to the point of dependency. I wouldn't necessarily call it lazy with my writing, but my incorporation of the props became a focal point, thus a distraction from the main messages. I learned as a speech contestant that I would receive rave reviews in the early stages because judges often thought the posters were a nice touch and separated me from other competitors. As I progressed further in the competitions, so did the judges. Their experience level typically increased, and they wanted a picture to be painted vividly with words, not an actual picture. In a key competition, I excitedly turned a poster around from its blank white back to the high school yearbook picture of a friend of mine who had passed away. I lost the competition. After losing, I received some feedback that although the poster was nice, many people thought it took away from my message. Obviously, I had leaned on my prop as a principal focus instead of just as a supporting tool. Some feedback also indicated that right from the start, the audience was guessing what was on the front of the poster. So I was losing their attention before I even got started. At the point when I turned the poster around, it hit the stand slightly. Although subtle to me, apparently the distraction was bigger in the eyes of the judges because they saw the risk ahead of time and I fulfilled their prophecy. The most important feedback given to me on that day was that the line I delivered in the speech before I turned the picture around. He was 4'11" with a 5-foot smile. Had described in words everything people needed to envision this person properly on their own. Unfortunately, I showed them the movie immediately after they had just read the book. Whatever picture they had in their own mind was instantly ruined. It was as if I had just stolen the audience's imagination. Finally, I was told that the audience at times felt my stage presence was hindered or even predictable because the props dictated where I was going on stage. Thus, the supporting props had become a distraction. I may have lost the competition, but I guess I really won going forward if such caring people were willing to provide me substantial, easy-to-act-on feedback. I learned a lot that day about ensuring that visual aids and props support the message, but don't take away from it.